Page 30. Sitting alone. How should you treat an unpopular student? Mary and Jane are eating lunch in their school cafeteria.
It looks like Sally is sitting by herself again today. Let's invite her to eat with us.
I think our table's full.
We could pull up a chair and make some room.
Yeah, but people might notice and think we're friends with her.
What's wrong with that?
She's so weird. If we sit with her, people will think we're weird too and won't want to be friends with us.
I don't think everybody will quit being our friends just because we're nice to her.
But if we invite her to join us, we may never get rid of her. She'll tag along with us all the time.
What do you have against her?
Well, she's unpopular. She's not very pretty. She's painfully shy. She doesn't excel in any subject. And she doesn't belong to any clubs.
Maybe she just feels nervous around people she doesn't know. She might be less shy and more willing to participate if someone reached out to her a little bit.
Maybe. But why does that someone have to be us?
Why not us? If I were Sally, I'd want someone to befriend me. Wouldn't you?
I guess so. But I don't think we're doing anything wrong by not befriending her. We're not mean to her, and not going out of our way to talk to her is understandable. We can't be best friends with everyone.
Maybe not. But we can show compassion to one person. It's not that hard to have one more friend.
We're already pretty busy. Where will we find time?
We can invite her to join us when we're with our other friends, like to a party or something. And we have lots of time to chat between classes. Besides, if we get to know Sally, we'll probably discover things about her. She might be really interesting and fun to be around.
Well, lunch is over anyway.
I guess it's too late for her to sit with us today. But maybe I'll invite her to hang out with us at the mall on Saturday.
I don't think I'll join you. But have fun.
Word bank. Unpopular. Among teenagers, the spinning teacups were an unpopular ride. Weird. Barbara is weird. She refuses to go anywhere without her parrot sitting on her shoulder. Tag along. Brian often tags along with his dad when he goes to the computer store. Excel. Practicing every day helps David excel at basketball. Befriend. Carrie was eager to befriend her new classmate. Understandable. Since you're a new employee, it is understandable that you don't know everyone yet. Compassion. After watching the documentary, the class felt deep compassion for the poor. Hang out. Jessica loves to hang out with her best friend every weekend. More information. Get rid of. Reach out. Talk about it. What would you do if you saw someone sitting alone at school? How do you usually act when you meet new people? Why?